The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will respond. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, pretty sportsy and little leaguey.
Yeah.
So we'll try to keep it mixed up here as we move forward. My friends at USA Today, not really my friends, because I don't know why I keep reading this garbage sometimes. Is that I mean, they really have just turned into the ultimate trolls. I just get where I tend to ignore trolling. But they did rank the five best duos now in the NBA.
Okay.
And I'm kind of curious what your rankings would be. And I'll tell you what they did. But
I think I have to say.
And let's assume everybody's healthy, too. Okay. They do that.
Oh.
Yeah. So really, we're talking about 2 years from now.
Okay. If everybody's healthy, I think you have to say LeBron Davis or LeBron James, Anthony Davis
and
is
that's
number one.
Who they have number one.
Number two, I think I would take. Oh, man. Am I crazy to take Steph Curry and Klay Thompson number two?
You're not. They have them number five. I would actually, again, healthy. I don't know how much I would disagree with you on that. But they have them at five. So you have one and five so far.
Healthy. Boy. I think I'm going to go Kawhi and Paul George.
That's who they have number two.
Over Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving.
Which they have three. I tend to agree.
I think Kyrie Irving is just, he ain't that guy. And then I guess I'm sure they went James and Russ.
Yeah.
Which, okay. I mean, when you look at just talent alone, they
should be on that
list. They deserve
to
be there, no doubt. But basketball is one of those games where you can't just stick two things together, and one plus one doesn't always equal two. You know?
We'll see. I that's the thing. I mean, I don't know that any of these necessarily are going to work.
Because, well, you know which one I do know will work? Steph and Klay.
Yeah, because we've seen those two.
That's
guys
why
together.
I put them higher than any of these other ones. I know they work together.
I feel like there's the lowest risk is Kawhi and George. I feel like, although those guys kind of play the same position, but I feel like those two guys are the most, maybe they don't have the upside that LeBron and Davis would have.
Yeah.
But I think that's like the safest bet to not suck of all of them. Well, other than Steph and Klay, because we've seen that. But, yeah, I don't think they're too far off here. And again, it depends on what LeBron we get. And I mean, are we going to get vintage LeBron with this guy? And do we get healthy Anthony Davis?
If
that's
what they say. I mean, if you're saying everybody's healthy,
yeah,
then that's the way you got to go. But,
Chris Paul, Jimmy Butler make your list? Should that happen?
I don't think so. I think the probably the one that there's two that I have a hard time leaving off. And as much as I like Ben Simmons I really like Joel Embiid. I don't like Ben Simmons enough to put him in that top five. But Giannis Middleton is interesting, and Dame McCollum is interesting. And I think there's some interest.
LaMarcus and DeRozan.
I think they're down a little bit. I think Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert is down a little bit.
You know what, though? The thing I like about that team is they go pretty deep now.
Yeah. Oh, here's a ranking. Somebody ranked all of them.
Okay. Where do they have?
It says ranking the 30 duos, the top two players on each team.
Okay. Let's hear it.
So they go. Let's see. Get to number one. LeBron James, Anthony Davis. Number two, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George. Number three, James Harden, Russell Westbrook. Steph Clay, 4. Durant, Irving, 5. Simmons, Embiid, 6. Giannis, Middleton, 7. Lillard, McCollum, 8. Mitchell, Gobert, 9. Kimba Walker, Jason Tatum, 10. Luka and Kristaps at 11.
Yeah, I think that could potentially be better.
They could be too. Like fully healthy, they may be really nice. DeRozan, Aldridge, 12. Jokic, Murray, 13. Blake Griffin, Andre Drummond, 14. Which is funny. Both those guys had really good seasons, but that tells you what having a guard in your mix really can do for you. Because, I mean, two guys on the front line, they're like, Oladipo and Miles Turner, 15. Anthony Towns and Wiggins, 16. Boy, you would have thought that would have been higher 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, and that may be too high.
Might be. Jimmy Butler, Justice Winslow, 17. Now you're getting where you got like...
Yeah, you're stretching for your second guy.
Or some of these, you're stretching for your first guy. Kyle Lowry, Pascal Siakam, 18. Nikola Vucevic and Aaron Gordon, 19. Markkanen, Levine, 20. Trey Young, John Collins, 21. Buddy Hield, De'Aaron Fox, 22. He hasn't done anything yet. Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, 23.
Man.
Zion Williamson, Lonzo Ball, 24.
Oof.
Oof. Oh, no. Chris Paul and Steven Adams, 25.
Poor Chris Paul.
Oh, boy. This one, this one, if healthy, they'd have to be way higher on this list. As it's currently situated, they should maybe be closer to the bottom than 26 even. Bradley Beal, John Wall.
Oh, yeah, without John Wall, you don't have to. He's out for a whole year.
But I guess if they put Kevin Durant in, they have to put John Wall in.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but I don't think you... I mean, it's hard to rank him like that when he's not going to play. Somebody else has to be your second best player this year.
Julius Randle, RJ Barrett.
Poor Knicks.
Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson.
Yeah, we have no idea on that.
Kevin Love, Colin Sexton.
Oof.
That's pretty disrespectful, if you ask me. Kevin Love's done, I mean, Julius Randle, RJ Barrett. I think I'd have to give Kevin Love a little more props than that.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Terry Rozier, Miles Bridges round out that the poor Hornets round out.
Boy, the Hornets pretty much consensus worst team in the league now.
Yeah. Memphis is up there.
Yeah, but Morant might be really good.
Yeah.
And Atlas says, why is everyone so in love with PG-13? Indiana didn't win. OKC didn't win. Kawhi can carry a team, but there's nothing really saying PG-13 is a winner. The one difference, and Deacon brought this up on the text line, is both those guys play defense.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know that Paul George is... If you're telling me Paul George is the second best player on your team, and don't give me that he was the second best player on the team last year. He wasn't.
Right.
He was the best player on the team last year. What I always say is, like, if you got a player like that that's your number two, now you're a problem. That's why I think Anthony Davis as a number two, oh, boy. Because Anthony Davis has never proven to win anything. He can't even get to the playoffs.
Kevin Love was the same way before he got with LeBron, and then when he was suddenly the second or third guy.
You, I mean, you when the roles are it, like, you know, you're not having to carry the whole thing, changes things a lot. And I think Anthony Davis is going to experience that for the first time. Paul George is going to experience that for the first time. Russell Westbrook. Well, no, I'm not. Russell Westbrook won't experience for the first time because Kevin Durant was the man in OKC for a long time. But yeah, a lot of these guys are it's going to be, they're not going to have that pressure of being the number one guy. So that, to me, that makes these guys seem a little more interesting. Like some of these guys that, if they were the only good player on their team, I'd be like, we've seen Anthony Davis as the only good player on his team. They ain't that good. I mean, Paul George, same way. They ain't that good. Even Paul George with Russell Westbrook, they weren't that great.
Yeah.
But Paul George is your number two guy to Kawhi Leonard, who's one of the three or four top guys in the league himself.
And who knows how to win.
Dude.
All right.
Boy, Kawhi would have rings with three different franchises.
Yeah, and one of them being the Raptors and one being the Clippers. Think about that.
You're going to have to start counting that guy as like one of the all-time greats.
Yeah, if he does win another one with another team, then absolutely you have to start having that conversation. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Have some college football for you when we come back.
I love that.
And it's not media day stuff. So, just so you know. All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Take look back, little new cash. Catch them down better than looking cry a whole river. No, from my back, I'm taking care of the whole village. Somebody got shot. What you talking?
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys. Sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. So, I promised you some college football.
All right.
I actually have a lot of college football stuff, but I found this interesting in a weird way, and it's sort of realignment talk, but it doesn't involve like anything major, at least to me.
Okay.
But apparently the athletic directors in Conference USA reportedly discussed trading schools with other leagues.
Okay.
Which, like the Sun Belt, things like that. To kind of get things more regional. It kind of makes sense in a way.
It does, until you're one of the teams that gets traded to a crappier conference that gets less TV money.
Yeah, although
it's kind of like the idea.
I don't think either one of those get a ton of TV
money. No, they don't. But it's kind of like the idea of when somebody was saying they should make like four super conferences with 16 teams, like combine the Power Five and make 16-team leagues. And break them up by region.
Yeah.
And I think this was a long time ago. I was in Austin, I'm pretty sure. But I like went through the process of putting together 16-team super conferences and, you know, trying to put them together with a regional, by region. And it's, you know, you lose some rivalries and stuff like that, but that's any kind of realignment, you would lose that stuff. And there'd be some people who are pissed off, some people who aren't, there'd be an unbalance of power, some would say. But it's an interesting thought for sure.
Yeah, it's, I think that for leagues like that, it would make a lot more sense because you aren't talking about a lot more money. But if you try to do that with the big conferences, well, the SEC and the Big Ten make the most money. So,
yeah.
You know, I think it'd be harder to balance it that way. And really, I don't think you need to change too much up top anyway. But if you were to rank the trios, how many are better than Harden, Westbrook, and Capella? I'd have to go look at it, but there's other teams that have pretty good third players.
I mean, Draymond's the best third best player in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, Boogie Cousins, if he's healthy, is maybe even better than him. So
yeah, but I think I'd have to go and do the research on that. And I could probably come up with five better ones off the top of my head. There's two right there. 713-780-ESPN doesn't mean the top two guys are as good, though. I don't know. I mean, the thing is, it's all great that these teams have duos. It's going to be the Clint Capellas improving.
Yeah.
And Eric Gordon shooting well all year. And, you know, PJ Tucker. It's going to be guys like that.
Well, and I think most importantly, it's going to be whose top guys can stay healthy.
Yeah.
You know.
So, another thing to consider for a group of five schools switching with other conferences, closer travel is a major expense to save, so it makes sense for every team, even if they get less revenue from and he's right about that, because it's not just football. It's all these sports that are real drains.
Yeah.
That, you know, they have to travel. If you can get it into where it's short travel, then that saves you a lot of money. And, you know, there's a lot of non-revenue sports out there.
Yep.
Don't have huge football programs to support them. I guarantee you Rice isn't exactly pulling in tons of money.
Oh, no.
I mean, they have, you know, a lot of donations, but I without seeing their books, I can assure you that they're operating at a loss.
Yeah.
And it's not just because of that. It's because you've got to travel with the women's basketball team. You've got to travel with the tennis team. You got all that stuff. Soccer. None of which bring in any money.
Nope.
713-780-ESPN, your number. 713-780-3776. You watch any of your Astros this weekend?
I watched the... I watched them lose one, and I watched them lose Friday night and win Saturday. I didn't watch any yesterday.
I watched a little bit of yesterday.
I listened to a little bit, but I didn't listen to the whole thing.
Brad Peacock has a setback, so it'll be Josh James starting tonight. And, of course, he'll be an opener, which, okay. And then tomorrow's going to be a bullpen night. So what's the difference between starting an opener and having a bullpen?
There's a big
night.
Difference, Fred.
I'm just curious.
Don't you know anything about baseball?
No, I don't. Not a bit.
Dummy.
So, yeah, they'll have to muddle through the next couple nights. But, you know, that's starting to get to be a problem. And they sent Cy Snead down because they thought Peacock was coming back, so they can't bring him back. So, yeah, you're just going to have to work through it.
Okay. What are the odds Tyler White sees pitching action?
Ooh, the next two nights?
The next two nights.
22%.
I think you might be close. I was going to say 25%.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Ugh. I mean, what are you waiting for? Make a move already. It's time. We've talked before about the negatives and positives to waiting. But I think at this point, we can agree that your starting pitching is becoming a problem.
It is.
And, I mean, you've got... And by the way, I know, like, Miley, everybody's happy with what he's done, and he's done a really good job. Most of the season, he was pitching five innings. Now, all of a sudden, they're starting to stretch him out to seven. Again, the reason why you were limiting his pitch count or his inning count was because you didn't want to overwork him, because he's never done that much. And now you're like, well, we got to do it. So, and now you're having days where your bullpen days and openers, which basically means you need Miley to keep pitching into the seventh, eighth inning going forward. Verlander pitching into the eighth inning, I get. That's what he does. He's a horse. Cole, he's looked good doing it. Not as good as last year when there wasn't pressure for him to go eight innings every game.
Right.
But you've got to do something. You got to do something to stop taxing the starting pitchers that you do have going well, because what's going to happen when they run out of steam? Mind you, you're still in the middle of this race for home field advantage, and not really just home field advantage, but also who are you going to have to play in the first round? There's a lot of moving parts on where you want to finish in the AL, I would imagine that, and you know the Yankees are going to go out and get somebody. That's the other thing you know. The Yankees are going to improve their team. 100%, they're going to go out and get somebody. I think you should beat them to it.
Well, I'm all for that, except it takes two teams, and the other team has to want to make the move now, too. And that's the thing. What do you do? If they say, yeah, we're going to wait till we get closer and get the price up.
Yeah.
And, you know, do you move on to somebody else that you maybe don't like as much, when the real important thing is you're going to need them for the playoffs? It doesn't really – yeah, you're going to lose some games now, but, you know, once you get them in here and you've got four pretty solid starters, and at some point one of these guys in the five spot will get healthy and be functional.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get it. I get everybody wants – they want it now, but – It takes the other team to do it, and it takes Cleveland saying, "Oh yeah, we'll trade Trevor Tyler right now."
Yeah,
a lot of them are just waiting to see where they are too. And of course, apparently Blake Wheeler's going on the injured list now, so there's a name that was out there. Yeah, you trade for a guy, and ouch, you get that. So hey, they just need to. I think it's going to happen close to the trade deadline, but I believe they'll do something. And if they don't, then I would give them very little chance of getting past the Yankees.
Yeah.
All right, quick break. I have a Sex Island update for you.
All right, I can't wait.
Do that when we come back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
For sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Zach Wheeler, not Blake Wheeler. We've got hockey on the mind. And Trevor Tyler is a joke. So if you're not familiar with that, then you're probably not following the Astros that much. All right, I have a Sex Island update for you.
Okay.
Sex Island is coming to Nevada.
Okay.
Although U.S. authorities have warned them that they could be shut down if there are drugs.
I thought that's illegal. What they already said.
Well, the thing is, they're basically going to. We talked about this the other day, didn't we? I thought I took it off this thing. Never mind. Move on.
Oh. Okay.
I thought we didn't get to it.
Yeah, we got to it.
Yeah, never mind then.
So no Sex Island updates. Yeah. The Sex Island update is you can't have drugs.
Yeah, although I'm sure
we discussed what's the point of having Sex Island if there's no drugs.
Yeah. Well, why are you having it in the States anyway?
Yeah.
So the Yeah, that's right. We talked about that last week. Okay, never mind. It's your turn, since I just fumbled on the goal line.
You just blew it on that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. that tend to happen. You want to go, I guess you want to stay on the non-sports path?
Yeah, we've done sportsy enough today.
I saw I'm guessing you saw the warnings about meth alligators.
I did not see the warnings about meth alligators.
Officials in Alabama are warning, which, by the way, you're warning meth users not to flush their meth because it's going to create meth alligators. If these alligators ingest the meth, then we're probably doomed as humans.
That's how the zombie apocalypse starts. Mm-hmm. Methy alligators.
I mean,
don't do meth.
I gotta say, We gotta be careful about this. But the people you're talking to and trying to warn about this are meth users. Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever taken your? I'm guessing not this wife. Have you ever taken any of your wives to a strip club?
No.
I was going to ask Aaron, but I already know the answer. I've taken my wife to one strip club. She didn't enjoy it. I've taken girlfriends to strip clubs. Well, a Florida man was arrested on Friday after he got into a fight.
Uh-oh. Did it involve parents?
No.
Okay.
It involved strippers who apparently thought that his wife was hot, pulled her up on stage, and attempted to undress her. Christopher Sutton did not like this and started yelling at her. The wife told authorities that she walked out and decided to head back to their hotel, but Sutton followed her out while calling her names. And apparently he yelled, "I'm going to bleeping kill you if you get into that car." And a guy heard it and walked over to calm down the situation. You know, you don't want anybody to be murdered.
No, that's
much
bad.
Less a woman. And
especially a hot one.
Sutton punched the victim when he yelled at the couple to take that somewhere else. If you're going to fight, he basically said, "You guys take that somewhere else." And Sutton's wife told deputies she tried to tell her husband to stop before walking off to get away from him. According to records, Sutton's wife says he did not get physical with her. He was located by deputies not far from the strip club. He denied hitting anyone and said the blood on his shirt and small cut on his right hand were from falling while going after his wife. Surprisingly, the police didn't believe him, and he's now in custody.
Boy.
I mean, I don't know. If you got a hot wife, she gets brought on stage. A, maybe this is a lesson. You're not the kind of guy who can handle having your wife at the strip club.
Yeah, it's one of those things. You can't deal with it. Don't do it.
Right. So, I don't know. It seems seems an odd story. This was also related somehow to the earlier story. I meant to connect these two. This happened in a man from Alabama. Talladega, Alabama is where they're from.
Ah.
They were arrested in Atlanta, Georgia. They went to the big city. And they threw their meth off a high-rise balcony onto the streets below. They knew they were in trouble. And Kelvin James Dark, who's 37 years old, is a self-proclaimed rapper and sports agent who calls himself Mr. Alabama. Also, 33-year-old Tiffany Peterson, who calls herself Tiffany Peterson, were both arrested. Agents recovered two semi-auto rifles, Glock handgun that was reportedly stolen from Talladega. Also seized from the scene were over 5 kilograms of suspected methamphetamine, an estimated street value of over $250,000, and over 13 pounds of marijuana valued at more than $60,000. Agents also recovered a substantial amount of U.S. currency. Police department officers were able to safely recover the discarded contraband from a nearby surface street without incident. And Mr. Alabama is now charged with trafficking meth, trafficking marijuana, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. I can't believe that the Mr. Alabama is a convicted felon. You'd think they would do a background check before crowning him.
Yeah, well, and being a sports agent.
Right.
Of course, it's okay to have a record and be a rapper. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's allowed.
That's fine.
That's traditional.
832. Meth alligators have no teeth. Problem solved.
You know what? You might be onto something there.
Yeah. That's there's always that. 713-780 ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. I see what happened here. Somehow, like all my changes that I made to my show notes today. Mm-hmm. It's reverted to Friday's version. That's very strange.
It's very sad.
Yeah, I just got to find the new version.
Okay.
Do you believe at all that this thing is real on Facebook about the Area 51 raid, or is it just a total hoax?
I don't know. I'm telling you, I'm warning everyone, don't do this.
Well, I decided it had to be a joke when they said, if we Naruto run, we can move faster than their bullets. Let's see them aliens. And Naruto run refers to the character in anime.
And what are you going to do?
It's got to be just a joke, right?
Yeah. What would you do if you got, like, if you got there and you went in?
Hello, I'm looking for the aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there any aliens here?
I just decided this thing is a total fake.
You're probably right.
So nobody would be dumb enough to do that. Then again, I watch Ancient Aliens.
That's true.
I do have some NFL stuff that I saw Zerline kind of tweet this out. And so somebody went and put together the list of best players under 25.
Uh-huh.
And
NFL players,
yeah. Be curious if you could nail four of the top five. Oof.
Patrick Mahomes.
Numero uno.
Okay. Boy, I don't want to say Baker Mayfield, but I'm betting that they said Baker Mayfield.
That is strike one. Baker Mayfield
Baker Mayfield.
Make the top 10, which I think he's slotted right where he should be.
Who made this list?
Yardbarker.
Okay.
Mayfield 19th on the list.
Well, I wonder if... Oh, Saquon Barkley should make it.
Saquon Barkley comes in at number... He's down there.
What?
Yeah. I want to say he's 15.
Boy, I apparently suck at this game. Let's go with... Alvin Kamara?
Not in the top five. There are two running backs in the top five. Kamara's number 12 on the list.
Kareem Hunt?
Not in the top five.
Are there any more quarterbacks?
No. I'll give you the positions. You got a defensive end, two running backs.
Joey Bosa.
Joey Bosa's number 5 on the list.
Okay. This is a tough game. Two running backs, and what else? You said one quarterback.
And an offensive lineman.
Oh, Quentin Nelson?
Quentin Nelson, number 3. Now you just need the two running backs.
Is Todd Gurley 25?
Todd Gurley is not yet 25. He turns 25 in August and is number 2 on the list.
Oh, Zeke Elliott's the other one.
Zeke Elliott's the other one, yes.
Okay, that's a decent list.
Yeah.
I think there's some guys you could make an argument for. I mean,
well, I can give you kind of the next few is like Deshaun. They have it number 6. Feels high to me. Darius Leonard at 7.
I don't mind that.
I don't mind that either.
Where was Myles Garrett?
I haven't gotten to him yet. Chris Jones is 8. Myles Garrett, 9.
Okay.
I might flip flop those two. Derwin James, 10.
What about your boy Jalen Ramsey?
Let's see. 13. A little low.
Marshawn Lattimore?
Daniel Hunter's 11, Kamara's 12, Ramsey 13, Goff 14, Saquon 15.
Boy, I think that's low for Saquon.
I do too. I think he should be closer to the top 5. Denzel Ward 16, Jamal Adams 17, Leighton Vander Esch 18. That might be a little low.
Where's Christian McCaffrey?
20, right behind Baker.
Whew, that dude's doing some work too.
Yeah. Desmond King 21. Yeah. Juju Smith-Schuster 22.
Yeah.
Bradley Chubb, 23. That's a guy who I expect to move up that list pretty quickly. Roquan Smith, 24. And number 25, TJ Watt.
Okay.
So, that just goes to tell you there's a lot of good young players in the league. Not quarterback heavy, though.
Not quarterback heavy. No. You said Mahomes, Watson, Goff. Is that it?
And Baker.
Baker, yeah. Yeah.
All right, we are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Check out sportsmap.com today. Lots of great stuff. We did all the clowny stuff weeks ago. So, all right. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. We go to Spain, which is kind of the Oklahoma of Europe. Where do you stand on fireworks?
I think they're stupid.
Yeah, they are. When you were a kid, did you play with them?
Yeah.
Did you ever launch bottle rockets at each other?
We usually use the Roman candles.
Yeah, those are good too. Or have sparkler sword fights.
Yeah.
Those were always fun. Well, probably not the smartest thing. Don't do that.
No.
You
know,
public service announcement, because then you might turn into a defensive lineman who loses his fingers. Or maybe even worse, a 56-year-old woman has died after being struck in the face by a rocket during a firework display at a Spanish fiesta.
Oh, no.
Police say the man, aged 51, who lit the fuse, has been arrested and could be charged with reckless homicide. First off, what 51-year-old is playing with fireworks? Yeesh. Let's start with that. The incident happened at the Spanish town of Viso del Marquis, where when local residents and visitors were taking part in a religious procession as part of the San Cristobal celebrations. The woman was in the crowd when the rocket veered out of control and struck her in the head. Witnesses said the firework flew into her mouth and exploded.
Oh.
The procession had just left the church and it was immediately canceled.
I had a dog when I was a kid who I threw a black cat and he picked it up in his mouth and it exploded in his mouth and like burned his tongue. But that's not like, I mean, it was bad.
Yeah, this is pretty serious here.
I mean, that dog lived, though, and had a good, healthy life after his tongue healed.
Well, she was 56. She had a good run. But,
yeah.
These things have to be a little more potent than the ones that we played with as kids.
Probably.
I'm pretty sure even if you shot a bottle rocket into a 50... Don't do this at home. Again, if you shot a bottle rocket into a 56-year-old woman's mouth, I don't think it's going to kill her.
No, probably not.
So this has got to be something like one of those mortar things. But, yet, she died. There's all kinds of religious jokes I want to make right now, but I'm not going to. And, yes, she went out with a bang. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Oh, I didn't. Let's not start the fireworks puns, okay? That's on me. I shouldn't have said it.
Grow up.
I'm trying. I really am. It's not working so well. That's like kind of a cool story that apparently I did not realize this, but manta rays are extremely smart.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't know this. And apparently.
I don't know if I believe it.
Well, there was a.
Give me some evidence.
Well, I'll give you an evidence. A diver off of Western Australia, a manta ray came up to the diver, and they have it all on film, and appeared to be asking for help.
Was it Lassie?
Something like
Flipper?
That. Well, Flipper was a dolphin, not a manta ray.
Hmm. Well, Lassie was a dog.
Not a manta ray either.
No.
But dolphins are supposed to be pretty smart. But
allegedly.
Apparently, it had fish hooks embedded under its eye. And so it came up to the diver until the diver started removing the fish hooks. So she got closer and closer, and I knew we would have to get the hooks out or she would have been in big trouble. I went for a few dives down to see how she'd react to me being close to her. The manta absolutely understood what was going on, stayed completely still in the water, and went down again, and she just remained still for him while he removed the fish hooks.
Hmm.
Manta rays are believed to be one of the more intelligent creatures in the ocean and are generally harmless to humans because unlike stingrays, they don't have an external spike.
Okay.
So
that's what killed,
Yeah, I don't think that was a manta ray, though, right? That was
no, that was a stingray.
Yeah, yeah. Steve Irwin. Spike.
Yeah,
because that's how he died, was the spike.
But David Boyle, a marine biologist, says it's pretty incredible behavior if this is what happened. It's not uncommon for animals, generally mammals, to interact with divers, but for one in distress to seek out assistance would be novel indeed.
All right.
So that was my other potential gem of the day. And I thought it was kinda, that's kind of cool. I like intelligent animal stories.
I don't love those because it just means that eventually they're going to catch up with us.
Well, they've already caught up with a big portion of the population. I mean, read the text messages. So, but yeah, I mean, I like it when they're harmless. He doesn't have a spike. Now, if the stingray with the spike did that on purpose, then that's different.
Yeah.
Then they're rebelling. And now we got problems. I don't want problems like that.
Yeah. Planet of the Apes type
problems. Yeah, Planet of the Apes.
Planet Remember of the manta
rays. The crazy monkeys running around.
Yeah.
And black spotted zebra. So we have to shoot a bottle rocket in front of them. No. I will not participate in that. I haven't done fireworks in years and have no intention of getting blasted in the face with a bottle rocket. That's irresponsible behavior, sir. A woman died from that.
That's right. It's not funny.
Where's your
it's not funny.
Where's your sympathy?
Yeah. Just because Fred gave one bad joke doesn't mean that...
Well, I mean, it was accurate. It wasn't really a joke. It was kind of more of a statement of fact.
Okay.
I mean, it is what happened.
That's true.
If it hadn't gone off, she'd still be here today. Well, not here. She'd be in Spain.
Well, yeah. She might be here. Mail order?
Maybe. I don't know. She's 56. I mean, who's ordering that?
That's they call that the clearance rack, Fred. RIP.
$8. $8 American. All right. We're going to take a break.
Trump would probably tell her to go back where she came from.
Don't be mean to him.
All right. You're
right. Don't be mean to him. He was just making a statement.
Yeah. He's like doubled down on it, too.
I know.
All right, dude.
Oh...
It was the first thing he said in a while that even like some Republican, like not, I mean, Trump supporters won't ever be like, oh, that was crazy what he said. But like, there's some actual like Republican politicians who are like, oh, yeah, I don't think it was good that he said that.
Well, I find him entertaining.
I do. Yeah, I do, too. I mean, I understand that. I mean, it's easy for me to find him entertaining because I'm lucked out and I'm a white man, so none of the stuff that he does really affects me personally. But
unless you work for the failing New York Times,
right? Yeah, then he'd, you know, or if I was fake news, which I guess I kind of am.
We're not really news.
Yeah,
it's hard to be fake news when you're not news.
You work for the liberal leaning sports map.
No, there's no liberal leaning on sports.
Oh, yes,
map.
There is.
There is not. We're right down the middle. We're fair and balanced.
I saw a story about poker on there the other day. It's a liberal's game.
No, poker is the most capitalistic game ever invented. It is the sport of the Democrats. Oh,
everybody starts with the same chip stack.
Well, okay, but somebody
Did
wins
you and
it
Trump
all.
Start with the same chip stack? No.
Hey, if we were playing poker, we would. And guess what?
Yeah, your
the
socialist
best person
game?
Gets it all. No, that's capitalism at its best. Only Republican. Well, you know what? And I saw James Woods there, and he's Republican.
That's true. He probably doesn't
tournament.
Understand.
Yeah, no, he understands it. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.